Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Talk about a truce. I really like this solution between Airbnb and the landlord companies. And I think this approach works in our environment too. The biggest challenge though is negating what looks like a threat. How do we get the other side to lower their defenses long enough to entertain a novel collaboration? Here are my two favorite ideas. First up, show them that we hear their concerns. This works great for folks who do not have personal animosity toward us but have legitimate concerns. And the best way to do that is through the preemptive strikes I noted in the post. Punishing someone after the fact is good, but the damage is already done. Sharing the power to review the post gives assurances that we're willing to nip that silliness in the bud. That's why I suggest that we lead with preemptive ideas. Something like, I understand why this is risky. Here's my thinking about how to head this off at the pass. So ask yourself, what can I suggest that would prevent the other side's concerns from happening? Second, highlight the mutual benefit starting with them. If something is happening anyway, we can make the case on how they can cash in on it. For example, if their clients want to work with us anyway, how about we create a project that includes pieces from both companies? That way, we share in the revenue and they don't try to stop their clients from approaching us. The pitch sounds something like, look, folks are finding their way to us anyway, so you might as well benefit from it. We're willing to brainstorm that. Here are a couple of ideas to get the ball rolling. And let the negotiations start from there. By giving ideas first, you get their attention and possible interest. During the negotiations, you can share what you need in return. Both of these ideas do one thing: incentivize a conversation. Concrete benefits like this show that we're not hostile, but want to seek a mutually beneficial solution. We have to lower the temperature first, or we're inviting a zero-sum conversation because the other side doesn't trust us. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.